This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, having some fun on a Monday on The Usual Suspects. It's hour number two, three-hour show. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Fellas, we were talking a little baseball before the break. People getting a little too close to the edge, a little upset about the Stros. I think they're going to be fine. But obviously, this is a big series tonight, starting against the Mariners, a three-game set that could dictate a lot, as we said. So, I mean, the nice thing was to see Tyler White get called up. And again, we had mentioned the day before.
Is that a nice thing?
Well, you know what? I would agree with you normally. But he had a couple of hits last night or yesterday, including a home run, and gave you a little bit more than the two guys hitting less than 200 did when they were in the lineup together. Because, man, I mean, the lineup without Correa and Altuve, for sure, it's not even close to the same Astros.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not necessarily a nice thing that you have to have Tyler White on this team. That means that something's gone wrong.
No, I get it. But right? Even at third base, you're going to get defense. But, boy, you're getting no bat at all. And then the makeshift infield, you know, what really hurt them yesterday, and I hate to say this, but and we give A.J. all the credit in the world when all the times he deserves it, but I'm not sure I would have tried Yuli at second base yesterday because he had a couple of faux pas that really were key in costing him that game.
Well, you know.
But you make mistakes.
Yeah, it's I guess you got to try something, right? I mean, who else are you going to put there? Maybe bring Kemp in to play second?
Or Marwin.
That might have been the smart thing, put Kemp in second.
Marwin had been playing second, so just leave Marwin at second. I know people are critical of his offense, but at least he's experienced, and he does move all over the place to where you know what you're getting.
Yeah. Yep. Could have done that.
I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but I put it on the list. Crazy things going on in baseball, across baseball, but now it's gotten to the point where people are critiquing, when I say people, the broadcasters are stirring it up and critiquing what teams are wearing for batting practice. The Dodgers were playing the Braves this weekend, and an ex-Dodger player, Joe Simpson, who is the color analyst for the Braves, decided to go on the air and be critical of what the Dodgers wore for batting practice in Atlanta.
You know that I grew up in the Dodger organization. Yeah. And certainly was taught how to play professional baseball and do things the right way. I want you to look at some things that were going on today in batting practice here with the Dodgers. What do you see? T-shirts. You see Chase Utley with no socks and pants up over his knees. T-shirt. This was prevalent with their whole team. And I think about fans that come to SunTrust Park who are Dodgers fans and want to see their players. They had no idea who any of them were. Nobody had any kind of uniform or batting practice shirt on with their name on their jersey. They looked very unprofessional. And I think I can say this because I know what the Dodger organization was all about.
There's the bunt. It is perfect.
But if I were a Dodger fan, I'd be embarrassed. And I don't know how Major League Baseball allows such attire when the gates are open and fans are watching. Chase Utley, I've had nothing but respect for him his whole career. I think he's a great player. I thought he always played the game the right way. That was an embarrassment what he had on today during batting practice.
Yeah, when you think about, I mean, your thoughts, Barry? Because I actually,
my thought is he might as well have just yelled "Get off my lawn" to wrap all that up. Seriously, it's batting practice, dude. It's batting practice. If you're expecting them to go out in full MLB regalia for batting practice, I'm sorry, but things change.
But is that against the norm to do that?
Well,
might be, yeah, but usually you have a batting practice like jersey or a jacket. Like they have batting practice attire. But sometimes you wear those jackets. They don't have your name on the back of that jacket. It's just a pullover jacket that you go out and hit balls in. And if you're a fan of the team and you can't figure out what player is what, maybe be a better fan. I don't know what to tell you. Like, what the hell?
Here's the thing. And when he says T-shirts, and a lot of people are thinking like they have like rock concert T-shirts and things on, they all had Dodger T-shirts on. Dodger identified, you know, I'm sure that they were team-issued T-shirts. And by the way, he's ripping on Chase Utley, who no one rips Chase Utley in terms of being a true professional and a pro's pro and a class act and a good dude. He had a t-shirt on with a baseball with a backwards K that says Strike Out Cancer. And it's a program that they had been working on to try and obviously raise money to get, you know, cancer research done. And so the next day, the Dodgers television broadcasters basically came on and including a couple guy ex-players and said, why don't you just worry about your own team? Your own team's got enough to worry about. Don't worry about what the Dodgers do because they are professional and it's 100 degrees out and they're wearing t-shirts. Exactly. Get off my lawn.
That's so stupid.
He felt privileged to say it, though, because I guess he was a former Dodger. I guess that gives him the right to. Well, I mean, I didn't think it was that big a deal either, but I didn't know, because there's a bunch of unwritten rules in baseball, I didn't know how many people would, like, not appreciate the fact that they were not in their proper batting
practice. I want to see a picture of what they look like.
They didn't look.
Well, it's on the link. Yeah. You can watch the whole thing.
They're showing like video clips as he's talking about it.
Because he pulled his baseball pants up like knickers. But I mean,
so what?
Yeah, it's again, and a lot of times, especially when you're the visiting team on the road, your batting practice starts with no one allowed in the building. And depending on how long it takes you to get through your lineup for batting practice, when you're wrapping up, that's when the fans are allowed to start coming in.
So apparently, he has since apologized.
I heard that he had
I Googled Siri, and apparently he has apologized after his ill-informed critique of the Dodgers batting practice apparel. Because I'm looking at the video, and it doesn't look very bad to me. I don't understand why the hell he would be so upset about this.
He was bothered with somebody, I guess. He couldn't see his socks, too. So he was knocking on the style, too. It wasn't just the fact
Most of them have their pants on, their baseball pants. Mm-hmm. There's Chase Utley with his strikeout cancer shirt, the backwards K.
Yep.
There's a couple of dudes that just have on a blue t-shirt, Dodgers blue. What is the problem? He acts like these dudes showed up looking like Joe Dirt. Like, yeah, what's up?
Well, and a lot of guys cut the sleeves off their t-shirts, but they didn't. The Dodgers didn't do that. I mean, I think a lot of people get, you know, think you're whining and stuff like that when you're talking about these kind of things. But the bottom line is, like, if Utley's wearing those pants, but he's wearing his socks and he has the Payne Stewart look, the high socks with the pants rolled up like he had them rolled up to, you know, the joint of the back of his knee, people aren't going to say a word. But because he wasn't wearing the high socks with his pants pushed up,
yeah,
Joe Simpson had a problem.
Joe Simpson, this is a good text. Joe Simpson in his late 60s and represents every reason why young people don't connect with the Major League Baseball. It's prevalent through the Dodgers organization. So that's a good point. I mean, stuff like that makes you realize, you know what? Maybe baseball does need to do something a little different to attract a younger crowd. Spice it up a little bit.
Remember when we went through this and Correa got on board with Bryce Harper and a couple other guys that said bat flips and wearing your hat backwards at batting practice and being able to add a little bit more character and flavor to the game was something that they wanted to do because it's been too stuffy for too long. And then, of course, the purists were all over poo-pooing on it.
Yeah.
So, interesting. We'll see. But hopefully we won't get more of that because what they wear for batting practice is not indicative of who they are on the field. I don't think for any team, even if it's your hated Dodgers, if you're an Astros fan.
Yeah, it's so silly.
We'll continue to roll on. Lots going on. And your last and final reminder, we are going to be giving away tickets to the listener appreciation party. So you got to be prepared for that. We're going to head to break. Then you're going to have a chance to win. So just mark that on your schedule so that you know exactly what's going on here. We'll be back with that and a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
At a concert, you were wearing Converse. I'm not good at playing it cool. You said I was funny. I spent all my money. Then your friend got thrown in the pool. When we said goodbye.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's the Usual Suspects with you until 4 o'clock. As we promised earlier, it is 2:15. Let's do a giveaway for the listener appreciation party. that is just around the corner on August 2nd. Here is your chance to win an invitation for two to the listener appreciation party right here at Gal Media. And we love to party and we love our listeners. And since we've been having a great run of it and we are the number one sports talk station in the city of Houston, we want to give back to you, our listeners. So we're throwing this party just for you. All you got to do is show up. We take care of everything. It's all inclusive. So we do all the work. You have all the fun. You have the opportunity to talk football with the bench. Try to stump Charlie with some trivia. Good luck with that because he's a genius.
It's not going to happen.
Play some Papa Shot with us here on The Usual Suspects. Maybe play a little poker with the Blitz. Lots of fun and games and hijinks. Only way to get in is to win an invitation. So here is your chance. We do these giveaways every day, but right now we'll take caller number 20, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 20. Good luck, and we will see you August 2nd at the Listener Appreciation Party.
Should be a good time.
It should be, yeah. You had asked if there was anything exciting that happened on my way back from Oklahoma City.
Yeah, in the break.
Yeah, nothing exciting. Except for the fact that I had a gig here yesterday at noon.
What?
And yeah, I had a, it was a corporate event.
Oh.
And those can be pretty, we were joking earlier about, you know, comedy and pay. Corporate events pay well.
Yeah, remember when we were talking about Huey Lewis in the news, they made more money just doing corporate gigs.
Well, they're not
gigs.
Comedy, but.
No, but I'm saying any entertainers, they want to do that banquet circuit
corporate
with
money.
Yeah.
Corporate money for comedians is really good. So I had to make sure that I got back in time because I was like, if I stay in Oklahoma City and try to get up, it's at least a 6 hour drive. Plus, if you stop, you got to get some food, you got to pee or whatever. It could be a 6.5 hour drive. That means I would have had to been there at 11:30. Which means I probably would have had to got up at like, I don't know what, 5 o'clock in the morning to get on the road and make it in time. I didn't leave the venue for our last show until 12:30. So I was like, I don't trust myself to not oversleep. So I went back to the condo. I packed my stuff up and drove all through the night.
Oof.
And got here. I got to my house at like 7:30 in the morning. And
did you struggle to wake up or stay up?
No. So what the reason I did that is because at least Nora could wake me up in time to get to the gig. So I got, I was drinking coffee and all that. Got home, went to sleep at 7:30 and woke up at 10:30. And I was, that 3 hours felt like 12. I was so refreshed and felt like.
You weren't groggy at all?
No.
Because you were, you had to wake up after a sound sleep?
That was crazy. I felt great. I was like, man, this is like a, that was like a good power nap or something. But 3 hours was all I needed.
It's crazy. There's no way 3 hours would be enough.
No. That's what I thought. But
I figured you did a line of that Legal Lean or something like that.
No.
Keep yourself up.
No. I was on, we always talk about our neighborhood Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. I was on my neighborhood. I don't go every day anymore like I used to because it's just not that entertaining. But yesterday, we had one of these posts. And I don't know if you guys get these or not, but our neighborhood is full of these types of folks. And I'm just going to read you straight from the post. And then I'm going to read you the very first comment, okay? Mm-hmm. So here's the post, and I'm not going to give names. It's this very strange truck around Street X and Street Y. Driving into people's driveways. They circled me and my kids 5 times before I called my husband to come pick me up. Please be careful. The Montgomery County Sheriff is on their way. I really thought they were getting ready to grab me and my kids. I walked into a driveway and acted like I lived there. They drove off but are still driving around with their hazard lights on. Now, just before I read the first comment, does anything stand out to you in that? Anything at all? So this woman is basically worried that these people...
Their hazard lights are on,
yeah,
right?
If you're going to kidnap somebody, if you're going to take somebody's kids, are you going to roll around with your hazard lights on, letting everyone know, hey, 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 hazard, over here, I'm a hazard. By the way, there was a picture of this vehicle. It's a truck, and someone is in the back of the truck as well. Face just all in view, okay? Very first comment on the Facebook page, that's the Houston Chronicle delivery guy.
Oh, boy.
This is what goes on in my neighborhood.
They're looking for something to complain about.
Yes.
Is what it is.
Yes.
They want problems.
I'm going to get hate for this, but again, I'm going to say it and I don't care. This is what well-to-do white people complain about. The newspaper delivery guy is now a threat to people. Let's be real, because he's not white. And they're
driving
slowly.
Do you think she really walked up to somebody, like somebody's house, to acted like she lived there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Wow.
There is nothing crazier than a paranoid white woman. Nothing crazier in this planet than that. I promise you. And my favorite part, though, is she called the sheriff.
Oh, God.
So she said, the sheriff is on the way. You know, the sheriff showed up and he's like, where are they at? It was the paper delivery guy. What? You called us out for the Chronicle delivery guys? That's just embarrassing. Like, really?
I got two for you on
that
front.
Get your stuff together.
So,
that's just so stupid.
I don't know which one you want. We can do the update on the lights out front, or I can go right on piggyback what you just said about how your neighbors are, but they're not white.
Okay.
All right. So I'm walking the dogs last week. And I told you that in my neighborhood, and you seem to agree that they're allowed to do this, they blow stop signs. They do the rolling stops. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm walking the dogs, walking towards one of those intersections. We're not even talking about rolling stop. The car blows it going about 40.
Okay.
In a 30, whatever it is, and turns in the middle of a three-way stop to come at me. So I pull out, all I got is my keys, my remote, and the dog poop bags. But I pull out my remote control to my gate and make it look like a phone. And as they come screaming by me, I just look like I'm shooting the car with the camera. Put it back in my pocket. Go back on my way. Walking the dogs. I'm in the middle of the field throwing the ball and running with the dogs. I look back, and there's two people standing there with their arms folded screaming, hey, I want to talk to you. I was like, come on over. I'm right here. Come on over. And so they're waiting, and then they realize that I got four dogs. And they're like, probably not. So by the time I get done at the field, they take off. So I walk my dogs back to the house, put them in the backyard. We got a gate on our driveway. So the gate shuts, and I'm cleaning up, putting the leashes up. Car pulls up. They're staring at my driveway. There's two people. So I kind of go what's up? So teenage girl and dad get out. Turns out, they're the mad poopers. They're the ones that don't clean up after their dog either. So he's like, hey, did you videotape my daughter? I'm like, excuse me? He's like, did you videotape my daughter just now? I was like, I don't know. Was your daughter going like 50 miles an hour, blowing through a stop sign and then taking a really hard left turn towards us to be in a hurry to go somewhere? And she's like, well, and I'm like, we'll get to you in a minute. I go, so what's your problem? What's your issue? And the dude is like, why didn't you come down to my door and knock on it? I go, I don't know where you live. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you drive. What are you talking about? He's like, as neighbors, you should come down to my door if you got an issue with my daughter before videotaping her. I go, first of all, sir, I'm trying to keep my daughter safe and my dogs, and I've had issues that all my neighbors have, including talking to the Sugar Land Police Department, that people are blatantly blown through stop signs and such. He's like, so you didn't know our car? I go, I don't know who you are. And I'm not trying to, I go, but by the way, and I go into my pockets and I pull my pocket. I go, I don't have a phone. I don't have, and all of a sudden the girl goes, so I was late coming home from practice because I was hungry and I just decided I wanted to get home. So I didn't stop. I didn't even think about stopping. I went through. So I guess I'm sorry. And all of a sudden the dad was like, what? I go, does that make you feel better now? Do you understand what I'm trying to do here? And he's like, I don't think we need to talk any further. And he turns around, starts walking back in the car. I go, yeah, that's what I thought. Dipstick. God.
Somebody suggested that I left Oklahoma City early because I didn't want to pay for another night in the hotel. That is not true. There's a condo that they provide us.
I was going to ask you if you did the hotel or the condo.
No, it's actually a house. It's a three-bedroom house that we all stay in. Okay. Everybody that was on the show.
Because I was going to ask you if you stayed in the haunted hotel. Because in the NBA circles, the hotel in Oklahoma City is haunted, and I've had some of my broadcasters tell me that they've literally had doors knocked on and sounds and creepy things.
No, this is a house.
Right. Yeah. Got it. All right, we're at the midway point of the show. Don't go anywhere. We've got 90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big show. That means you have plenty of time to interact with us if you'd like and be a usual suspect. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with the second half right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's the big show. 90 minutes in the books, 90 still to go. We appreciate you being along on the, for the ride on a Monday here on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio.
I saw you posted this link about Yeezy adding, Kanye West adding Wheezy hoop shoes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're anything like his regular shoes, they're going to be ugly
as hell.
Well,
did you see the picture that he, the sample that he?
Yeah, he did several sketches.
It looks like the ugliest Jordan that ever came out.
Well, it looks worse, though.
And here's the thing, too. You realize that Nick Young actually hooped in the original Yeezys. I don't know how the hell he did that, and his ankle survived. Because there's like no support.
Tops. I mean, like Kobe's
but
were
there's
really
no support
high
in those Yeezys. Now, Kobe was the first one that he actually did research on it. He said,
like, he endorsed the low tops or the mid
he
one.
He did.
The
mid no, the low it tops. Doesn't really help. And you know why? Because Kobe is a huge soccer fan. And he spent his life growing up overseas with his dad playing basketball over there. And he said, if everybody always says that the best shoe for basketball is a high top, then why don't soccer players sprain their ankles and they play in nothing but low tops all the time and the terrain can be shifty and everything like that? It's not the case. And that's when the Kobe started to revolutionize the basketball shoe with low tops being acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had apparently posted like on his, I guess this is his Twitter. Maybe it's his Instagram. I don't know. But there's these rough sketches of the drawing and then they showed what the one that you're talking about, Nick, looks like kind of the drawing.
He actually
on the far
wore, Kanye
right.
actually wore those to like an impromptu event. It says in that story, what? So they took a picture of it. So it wasn't even out. Obviously, they're not out, and he wore those, I guess, as a promotional.
Yeah, why does he have to have some of the ugliest shoes out there? I'm guessing they're comfortable.
He made it successful, and he made it look good for the casual department, the casual shoe wear department. He made it cool to wear those designs. I don't think he has to take that approach for the basketball shoe department. But I guess because he's Kanye, he'll still get deals and players signed.
And here's the thing. You hit it on it, Nick. Of course he will. He's Kanye, and he's also egotistical to the point where he wants to be the guy that actually designs them. Basketball shoes are constructed by consulting with basketball players and people that know shoes and support and everything like that to make sure they maximize because it's a performance shoe.
Well, hopefully he doesn't design the infrastructure.
But you know
of it, but
he's so
the cosmetic design. That's
yeah,
cool.
You know he's going to want to be the guy that designs every bit of it.
Yeah, then now, I ain't wearing
it. You threw me off. You called them they're Yeezy. You put Wheezy. But it's Yeezy.
See, I thought
right?
they were. I literally thought Lil Wheezy was doing some sort
yeah,
of deal.
Yeah, so,
with,
so I hit the wrong.
Okay,
key, yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure because then I was like, why are they called? That was.
I thought it was a
Lil
Wayne thing too, but then when I read it, I figured out what it was.
Kanye thing, and I put the article says it. But in all those sketches that he put out there, I'm just thinking this.
Well,
is,
some of those aren't the basketball shoes. Those
no,
are his
I know.
Regular
other
shoes.
Lifestyle and otherwise. Yeah. But in 2019, the Yeezys are coming out for hoops.
Who's the first player to sign with them? Joel. Who's cool with Kanye in the NBA world?
If you're James There's Harden, are you cool with him doing that? Because Harden's basically become the face of Adidas. So that's going to compete with his
He signed the contract and he got the deal. Anyway, he's going to get paid regardless, right?
Yeah.
Which current basketball player is banging a Kardashian? Might be them.
Oh, there you go.
Tristan Thompson.
Tristan Thompson's going to be the first guy for sure.
Just banging a Kardashian, apparently. But
no, but I mean, he's had a child
Isn't
with
there
one.
Others?
Not currently, because Kim's with Kanye, and the other one that got divorced is
Travis Scott has one.
Oh, because they're not just Kardashians. They're also Jenners.
Jenners.
Blake Griffin was, and then Ben Simmons was, and then...
And not anymore, though?
I don't know. Travis Scott's with one, and I don't know.
Well, if they're exes, I don't think they're going to sign, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. Who's currently? My guess would be then...
It'd be someone who hasn't dated a Kardashian or a Jenner and is cool with Kanye.
Or is currently dating and is cool with Kanye.
Right.
Yeah,
well, they got some time.
Okay,
they can get in there.
My goodness.
And then they're in there.
Yeah. That's
if you know what I mean.
Such an ugly shoe.
Yeah. I would not wear it at all.
Nope.
Yeah, it's not good.
No. Don't like it.
But hey, he's out there trying to. Yeah, he's just different right now.
So those are going to be what, 2-3 bills, you think?
Three, at least three.
300 at least. Yeah. Probably closer to four would be my bill.
Because I know he's selling shoes for like 1,000 or whatever. I don't even, don't ask me. Don't, I know I'm wrong, but I know their shoes are like $700, $800, $900, $1,000.
Not that high, but they're expensive.
Yeah, the limited editions and things like that, the limited Jordans, the limited certain shoes are going to, and limited releases are going to be in that range. But there was all, you know, they're always scrutinized because that's why the Starberry took off. Mm-hmm. Was because the shoes price. And the Akeem shoe, because the price point was getting too high. And it used to be 100 was the cutoff, then 150. Now you're getting close to $200 for basketball shoes.
On the regular, yeah.
Yeah, on regular shoes. Yeah. So you got to believe these are going to be about 100 more than that.
Yeah, at least.
Probably have some kind of a limited release. I don't know.
Some will, but I'm, who knows? Somebody, when we were talking about the app, somebody said, I'm a day one listener, day one dude working in Louisville, Kentucky for the next month, jamming y'all on the app.
Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. From Dave, love your show, but after midnight, I get terrible reception. Take care, David.
You don't need us at midnight unless you're podcasting, right?
Nope. And that shouldn't be a reception thing. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Those non-quesadillas are badass. Wish I could be there. That's from NASCAR Johnny. Yes, they are.
And he's another app listener.
And I don't know why this came in, but it said, if only the rest of the world could be as perfect as Joel. What did you do?
I guess I tried to do something in my neighborhood to protect my dogs and my
kid. Oh, okay.
But that's the same ass clown that's having such a bad day that he's been on me for a while.
Has he been?
Yeah. So, I mean, the bottom line is that if you feel better about yourself because of the fact that you can go off on the radio because your life sucks, well, then I'm really sorry.
Look, I got yelled at for speeding on. Like, when I first got my driver's license, I was going like 40, 45 on the residential.
Yeah.
And then a neighbor walked his ass all the way down to my house. He said, your son is driving fast. And I got in trouble. It's really not that big a deal, honestly.
What, to walk down there?
No, like fast? if you tell somebody else's kid, hey, you're driving fast, and slow down in the neighborhood. Like I'm with Joel 110%.
Yeah, and I didn't even say anything. And you should have seen his face when, one, I went into my pockets and went, I don't have a phone. I got a remote and I got a key. So I don't know where you're going with that. And then right after that, when she admitted that she blew the stop sign going like 50, 55.
So was he like a big aggressive dude or what?
No,
See,
I wouldn't care if I had a 17-year-old kid and you yelled at my kid for blowing stop sign, I'd be like, all right, mm-hmm. You know, like you probably deserved it. Like,
he came at me red faced with all kinds of attitude, and I was like, come on, man, let's go. And then all of a sudden, when he realized how wrong and continued to get wrong, he was like, okay, this conversation is done. I get it.
I probably, just to be defiant because he did that, I wouldn't have told him that it wasn't me without a phone. I'd have been like, yeah, I did. And just to be defiant, like, what, like, bro, like, you're tell your kid to slow down then.
Yeah.
And I don't have to do that. Like, are you going to get your ass whooped in front of your daughter? Is that what's going to happen right now? Unless he's a big dude. Then yeah, you're like, I got nothing, bro. I don't have nothing.
Because, like, my back was turned, so I was kind of near closer to the garage. The gate was shut, and I got all the dogs in the yard. I'm like, do you want me to open the gate? Because I can come down there. And he's like, no. We're good right here. And I'm like, okay, I'm just asking.
Josh and Beaumont said Lonzo Ball will be the first one to wear the Yeezys.
That's pretty good.
What happened to good old Chuck Taylors? They're still around, but nobody hoops in them.
Talk about a lack of support.
Yeah.
I don't know how guys did that back then.
Low tops or high tops. Tape. Those are not good for basketball.
Chris Householder says, speaking of ball and shoes, I absolutely love the new Hardens. Very comfortable and light.
A lot of people speak highly
of them. I did try on my first pair of Adidas Ultra Boosts.
Yeah, because I told you that.
Because I want to get some for running. Yeah. Oh, my God, those things are comfortable.
Really?
Oh, I'm on StockX. I've got a bid in on some because you can get them cheaper than retail. Like, there's certain sporting goods stores that have them retail for $180, but right now they're on StockX asking prices $160 new. So I'm like, if I can bid on them and get them cheaper than that, like if I get them for about $150, save me 30 bucks.
I was curious as to why you were going on StockX because it's not a limited edition shoe.
You get them cheaper.
Okay.
People, I guess, buy a bunch of them and then think they're going to be, like, you know, limited or whatever, and then they're not. Now they're just trying to move the shoes, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to continue to roll on. We appreciate you being a part of the show, and if you want to join us at any time, unless you are an 832 number that ends in 0631, give us a call, 713-780-4567. 3776, or you can text or tweet the show, and we'll be happy to get you a part of it as long as we don't have any animosity. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Hour number two, 3-hour show. Usual Suspects on a Monday. It's Nick, Barry, Joel, all in studio, having a good time with you guys. Appreciate you being the usual suspects that you are, keeping us afloat, keeping us going, and giving us information from time to time when we need it, and sometimes when we don't.
Yeah. So it's weird how this works. I was just talking about those shoes and how StockX has them for a little less. The asking price, I had a bid out for $140. For those shoes, while we were discussing it, an alert came up on my phone that said that some whoever was selling them lowered their asking price to $145. So at the break, I bought them. Like, dude, that's like $25 cheaper to get the Ultra Boosts. That's crazy. This website, man. Shout out to El Jefe. El Jefe knows more about shoes than anybody shoes I've ever hats. Met. I was looking for these Vans. I saw them. Like, I follow certain, like, fashion things on Instagram. Like, just they'll have, like, different, I guess.
Forever 21 releases?
No. Although Yo Adrian did show me he was wearing a Forever 21 shirt this weekend. So, shout out to Forever 21 and Yo Adrian. But there's, like, different, like, they'll put together different, like, jeans and shirts and shoe combos and stuff like that just to show you. And I saw these Vans that I really liked. And I could not find them. I tweeted the Vans, and they ignored the tweet. LFA just looked at them and goes, oh, yeah, those are the Van Mid, blah, 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 blah. And I Googled that, and sure enough, I'd been spending weeks looking for these Vans. And he just fired off real quick what they were.
Should have hit up Dell.
I probably should have done that, too. But now
he wears.
Can't find them anymore. They don't exist. That makes me so mad when you see a shoe that you really want, and it's like 2 years old, and you can't get them
like
anymore.
The,
so disappointing.
The Jordan 3 Tinkers. And they've been so hard to find.
They're on StockX.
And then
super easy
Raheel
to get.
And Jose said that they had restocked on Nike.com, had to have the app. I had it, but I didn't check right away. I was like, well, if they restock, they'll be there. And like I was getting ready to leave the house to come to the station. Uh-huh. By the time I got here, they were all gone.
Your what size?
12.
220. You can buy now. You can bid on them, too.
Yeah, retail's 200, so that's
yeah, 20. So you're talking $20 more to go and buy them right now.
Love those shoes. It's yeah. a good-looking shoe.
Yeah.
There you have it.
It's crazy.
Nuts.
Hey, just got this email. Doesn't look like we'll be talking football this year.
I got one, too. Coincidentally. Hmm. Yeah.
Apparently, we're not getting credentials to the Texans. So,
it looks like there's only one station in town that got anybody that got full season credentials for the year.
Due to space limitations, we're unable to grant your request for credentials at this time. However, no other station in this market is getting credentials except for one. And I'll let you guys guess who that might be. So what space is there? Is there that many TV people? Is there that many national? Is there that?
Here's a hint, by the way. The station does not feature rock and roll music. But they do.
That's crazy.
Feature games.
Crazy.
Why are they like that right now? They've been acting like this for like the past season or two. They have all these weird rules. They got on to me about the type of camera I was using, not last season, but the season before.
What do you mean, like the type of camera you were using? What
they couldn't
say
use your phone, could
they
you?
They came up to you and said something?
Yeah, I got in trouble for using my cell phone. Meanwhile, your boy Mark Berman.
Say, Mark Berman uses his cell phone every day.
I did speak with, but Lainey Fritz was doing. Like earlier told me that they actually completely banned, like even I think Mark Berman can't even do it, but I don't know. Like they always had these weird rules, and usually those are the type of rules I feel like you get when you won a championship, honestly.
We were talking in the break.
After you win a Super Bowl, you come up with those rules.
So
honestly,
you get it, to some extent.
So you're saying you shouldn't be banning people with cell phone cameras when you go 9-7, 9-7, yeah. 9-7,
4-12. 4-12.
Yeah.
4-12. You're coming off of 4-12.
So you're telling me that you should just be glad people want to come cover your team and not like acting like you're, I know you want to be the Patriots, but you're not the Patriots yet. You should probably not be acting like the Patriots.
I'll tell you what, there's plenty of room in the press box.
Right? I know there is, which I'm not all that upset. I'm more pissed that I didn't get Astros credentials than I am that I didn't get Texans credentials, because I wouldn't even go to the Texans games all that much because it's the worst seat in the house is the press box.
I could not agree with you more.
You can't see. You might as well be in the blimp and just open the roof. It's horrible. So them denying me, like, I'm absolutely more upset because I would have gone to 15, 20 Astros games at least this year.
I agree. So, and I'm with you on every step of the way with that.
I'm not buying tickets to an Astros game.
Anybody betting that Barry Warner got a credential this year for the Texans?
No, he didn't.
But under what outlet? Like, what is he, like a?
It doesn't matter. I think he got one.
No way.
That's crazy.
I don't think so.
I'm going to find out.
I don't think they would, but who knows? Well,
if he did, that would say a lot.
So next week, we'll start breaking down the Cowboys and...
Packers.
And CFL.
And the CFL. Yeah. So
get traded?
Yeah.
We'll be covering...
I think to Montreal.
Significantly covering the Dallas Cowboys on this very radio show.
Say to me.
Huh?
They should want us to talk about and be there.
You would
there.
Think.
That's insane.
You would think. I think they just assume that, they'll talk us about us anyways. Well, we'll find out how much that happens.
I think you hit it on the head, though. That's the biggest thing.
We'll talk about it.
They think they're so up there that we're going to – and this is – and obviously, and it's football – it's football central in Texas.
You should have said that on the air. Why not?
I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, you wouldn't get in trouble, would you?
I don't want to even say that.
I didn't hear what he said.
He said it's
I didn't say anything. I don't know what you're talking about. This is the words of Barry Lambert.
You said...
No, I did it.
He's not even here anymore. What does it matter? I can't say. He obviously doesn't want me to say
it.
No,
don't say it on the air.
No,
I
won't.
Yeah, but I mean, if you were the Astros, I somewhat get it, simply because obviously demand is going to be higher. You won the World Series. You've got all these different all-star caliber players and all those kind of things. But you were 4-12. And you're not, like, untouchably. You're not the Patriots.
Nope. That's what I'm saying.
Man.
You're the ugly chick that bought, like, a nice blouse and think you're a 10 now. They've got Deshaun Watson, so they're like, yeah, look at us. It's like, okay, ugly chick, settle down.
That's the worst thing to deal with. Ugly chick that thinks she's a 10?
Is that what they're basing on?
That's what they're doing right now.
They can't base it on J.J. Watt's good Samaritan actions, right?
All the boys want me. Not really. Your face is busted. You have a nice shirt on. That's about it.
But they have to be basing this on Watson, right? Because you can't be basing it on the good Samaritan work of J.J. Watt in the community.
I mean, it's amazing to me that
it's a PR and team culture thing. 100%. That's all it is. They don't want to deal with a lot of the things that comes along with, you know, media coverage, and they're just trying to make it. They simplify.
Wait. They don't want to deal with media coverage, so they're okay with their team not being talked about.
There. I'll just say it. 6'10" covering them. You've got the TV stations coming at them.
So what you're
saying to them, that's what's important.
So what you're saying is it sounded like what you were suggesting is it might be a control issue, because you know how much Bill O'Brien hates dealing with the media. If you eliminate most of the media except the flagships, and we all know that they control the flagship, whatever they want those guys to talk about and ask about is what 6'10" is going to talk about and ask about. So it sounds like that this is a great way for them to just reel it all in and control the coverage.
Yeah, it has to be to a certain extent. Because,
if that's true, that's sad.
Because credentials technically is a privilege. They don't have to give privilege to credentials to anybody.
That's true.
So it's up to you, and if you make that decision, it's based on your culture, your belief, your values.
I tell you what, I mean, we're obviously going to talk Texans because they're in this town.
No question.
But I am so glad that we don't have to kiss a team's ass. And that we can talk about whatever we want to talk about. We can, whether it's good or bad, this goes for the Rockets, the Astros, and the Texans. That is one thing that I kind of do like about not being the flagship home for a team, is that we don't have to kiss their ass.
I told you guys.
And we can talk honestly, and we do.
No doubt about it, because I've told you guys. I've been the bad cop. I've been the you talk bad about our team police. because I've gotten the crack on the back of the wrist from the people, the powers that be, and I've had to play those roles, and it's not fun. It's not fun for the delivery man. It's not fun for the recipient, and it's definitely a reality. That's what happens when you are the flagship of a team, and that's what makes this job so great, that you don't have to deal with that kind of crap.
Apparently, AJ is going off.
Oh, yeah, he's been off.
On Twitter, he is,
He posted his notice letter from the Texans and all of it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Jong has also
this.
Chimed in and basically said, I hate that organization.
Did he?
He said, I hope that they go 2-14 the rest of their existence.
Why are you being so positive about them winning two games? I kind of hope they lose 18.
The opening segment of the Blitz is going to be.
I hope they play two more and lose those. Oh, man, yeah. The opening
Tune
segment.
In to the opening segment of the Blitz. That should be entertainment at its finest.
What was he saying on Twitter? I just looked at it. All he said was, that's cute. I've only been credentialed for the last 7 years. Huh.
Yeah, go back and check it on Twitter. Okay. We're about ready to have the Sports Mappers join us on 94.1 FM, so we're going to get to a break. Come back and hit that third hour of the big show. Don't go anywhere right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.